Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Students urged to be environmental ambassadors. Stay with us to hear more at Later or Jamaican Saying of the Day segment. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-18303. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.
The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries is lauding LASCO for sensitizing students about their social responsibility to preserve the environment through the company's Relief Environmental Awareness Program REAP initiative. The program promotes environmental preservation among 130 primary, preparatory, and junior high school students through tree planting, recycling, energy conservation, school gardening, and well-kept school and community environments. Under the initiative, over 100 school gardens have been established and over 15,000 trees planted by students to date.
Without these students become aware of their environment and how to protect and care for it, there'll be no future.
Principal Director for the Field Services and Operations Division at the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, Winston Simpson. Mr. Simpson says climate smart agriculture is necessary, especially in light of the onset of extreme weather conditions and the outbreak of plant pests and diseases, which result in billions of dollars in losses to the sector. Heavy rains and an outbreak of the beet armyworm pest significantly impacted the agriculture sector during the June to August quarter of 2017.
That if we are to reduce the impact of these severe weather conditions, we'll all have to play a part. Our farmers, our developers, our homeowners, and you, our children, as we seek to preserve the environment and for the future generations.
Mr. Simpson adds that through the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, several programs have been implemented to mitigate the impact of climate change on the agricultural sector.
We continue to provide productivity grants and training in better soil management, better soil conservation methods for our farmers, as well as capacity building in relation to climate smart agriculture. In addition, we are providing irrigation systems in the areas severely impacted by drought to ensure consistency in production.
Principal Director for Field Services and Operations at the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, Winston Simpson. Mr. Simpson was speaking on behalf of Minister Without Portfolio J.C. Hutchinson at the recently held sub-launch of the LASCO Relief Environmental Awareness Program REAP competition in St. Catherine. He is encouraging the public to increase awareness of the role and responsibility in protecting and preserving the environment to help the agriculture sector to achieve sustainable growth. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Save money and money will save you. Translation: save money and money will save you. Do you know what this means? The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is save for your future. A similar meaning is don't spend all you have. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with Student Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.